Spoil yourself with this Beck and Soda podcast and then spoil your mum for this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse, where you'll find big brand fragrances at the lowest prices.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast
with Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Beck, yesterday, you know, we had a chat about sleepwalking, and I told you that situation where I mucked up all the rooms in the house while I was asleep. So with the toilet next to my bedroom when I was growing up at home, I actually mucked everything up. So I went to the kitchen to go to the toilet, opened the oven, did a wee in there, and then because the bathroom is next to my bedroom, I've then gone into the bathroom and slept in the bath.
Could not have been
comfortable. Couldn't work it out. had no idea. What about Amy has sent it to us on the Auto Masters text line 0488 52 107. We busted one of our kids starting to squat over her school bag, ready to do a wee. Thankfully, we intervened before she started, because the little one would just have a little sleepwalk.
I don't know what it is about the weeing while you're asleep.
It's amazing.
Kirsty said her girlfriend got woken up by her mum. She was weeing in the crisper, the vegetable crisper.
The crisper.
Just keeping everything fresh. Hey, what about this? Carrie Ann, my husband used to sleepwalk and eat whole blocks of chocolate, and then he'd wake up looking for some chocolate and there'd be none there, and it happened a few times.
Oh, you don't even get to remember the pleasure of it. We got this voicemail from Sue.
Hey there, Beck and Soda. Heard you were talking about sleepwalking. Well, that's not quite what I did. I actually went for a sleep run. I was 9 months pregnant and I dreamt that I heard people at our front window. I jumped out of bed to see what was going on, and unfortunately I skidded on my knees across the carpet. I had quite a story in the delivery room only about 2 days later trying to explain why I had carpet burns on my knees.
Yeah,
carpet burns on the knees can be hard to explain.
Yes. Well, certainly it's either a curry or that can get the baby out, isn't it? Is that what normally happens?
Yeah, spicy food.
Yeah,
spicy
right.
Hey, Beck and Soda, I heard you talking about sleepwalking and it reminded me of my nan. She woke up one morning all muddy and discovered that she actually drove all the way to the cemetery, done some gardening, cleaned the headstone and left some fresh roses for her mum and dad in the middle of the night as she normally would, and she happened to get home all safe.
It's remarkable.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine anyone else at the cemetery at the same time? They would have thought she was a zombie.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hey, Beck, I just was reading in the paper here. Remember Frank Pangallo? Right.
Yes.
Now, Today Tonight was on our screens for many, many years, and Frank was a barnstormer. He used to run down the street as a reporter for Channel 7, and he'd get all the dodgy tradies. He'd get anyone that was up to no good.
Neighbourhood disputes.
Mm. He would nail them. Well, he's now a Member of Parliament, obviously.
Yes.
And there's an issue here in the new renovations at Parliament House here with the toilets, because the urinals are too high. And Frankie's only a little pocket rocket. He's a ripper.
Oh,
but poor Frankie has now have to stand on his tippy toes to have a tinkle, because they're too high. This is astounding. How on earth can you get that wrong? And I imagine it's taxpayers' money that have to lower the urinals.
No.
Producer Rach and I were talking about this. I don't understand urinals. Could you just use the cubicle? The whole concept of standing next to either someone you know or a complete stranger and getting your bits out and holding it in front of somebody. It's so weird.
Well, mate, if you don't hold it, have you ever done any gardening at home?
Yes.
Right. You know when you turn the tap on and the hose, if you're not controlling the hose, it just runs amok on its own?
Yes.
Right. That's the same sort of
thing. I don't think you blokes are packing a garden hose.
Speak for yourself, blokes. And look, I must admit, I worked with Frank for probably, you know, near 20 years at Channel 7.
You know him well.
I do not know what's going on down there.
Oh, right?
But what I can tell you is the reason why blokes are standing there holding it, Beck, is because you need to control things. A urinal is very functional and it's an important and essential part of everyday life for all men.
I know, but it's just, I get stage fright. If I go into a cubicle and there's somebody in the cubicle next to me and it's quiet, I get stage fright. And I completely freeze. I can't go. I have to come back later. So if I was a man standing at a cubicle, I'd have no flow.
But people are going to the cubicle to actually perform a bodily function, go to the toilet. They're not going there to compare what God's given them. You understand
but
that?
It's very personal. I've never understood it.
Look, I find it quite comfortable. I like to present myself
you talk,
in that
you
scenario.
You talk to people sort of next
Absolutely.
Door.
Absolutely. I've got
you
no problem.
Like the two of you,
crows
have you been
Mate,
next to each other
no.
in the...
No,
I was at Adelaide Oval last night, yeah. and I was having a great chat next to a bloke in the urinal. How's it going, mate? What do you reckon? Bought any chance to come back?
No, it's so weird.
No, you're right, mate. I am thankful to my father.
Yeah, wouldn't have thought so.
Now, I'm speaking last night at the showdown, Beck. You obviously have spent the week ripping in to the Crows. You just teed off on them, whether they carry their apricot slice in their little tins,
Chardonnay.
Whether they've got their Chardonnay, the crochet rugs. You went absolutely nuts on them. So I just thought now, if any of the Crows fans that are up early and they're very happy with how things rolled out, why don't you give us a call? I don't beg for Port or Crows, right? I'm not involved in this whatsoever. But I'd like to hand things over to you so you can give Beck an understanding of where things went wrong for Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
Give us some advice. Let her understand why Port can't win a showdown,
yes,
why they can't
please.
Win a preliminary final, why they can't take the next step
in
life.
Or just a basic heckle. Just heckle her.
But this is a Beckle.
Yes, a Beckle.
Oh, that's hilarious, guys.
Yeah. 13, 10,
Beckle,
60.
Who thought of that?
Any Crows fans out there
on.
That would like to have a chat with Beck this morning, we welcome your opportunity.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Yes, one winner last night for the showdown.
Can you turn that down a little bit?
Sure.
Beck, how are you feeling? Like, seriously, let's be honest. It wasn't a great performance.
A range of emotions. The main one is anger.
Yeah.
I'm really sick of losing showdowns.
What's that? That's four out of the last five, I reckon.
Yeah,
The Crows have just been ticking along beautifully, and you've been teeing off on them all week, going really, really hard.
I have.
Jason from Hillbank. Good morning, Jason. How are you feeling today?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're going pretty good. You'd be very, very, very happy with what occurred last night.
Yes, no, very, very good effort by the Crows. Unfortunately, we allowed Port to have a few opportunities, probably too many opportunities, but no, great game by the Crows.
Yeah, fair point. Some advice for Beck?
Yeah, Beck. I'm hearing you weekly about your Port, but you know what? Let's be a bit realistic here. I think it's time that you rescheduled your premiership tattoo for this year.
Yeah,
maybe let's just rebook it for the next, maybe 3 years' time and have another crack, yeah?
Yeah, there you go.
I've got a spot right next to my tramp stamp. I was saving
nice
Jason.
One. Jason, thank you so much.
Good point, Jason. Yeah, look.
We didn't play like premiership contenders last night, that is for sure.
You were pretty keen on a tattoo, though, weren't you? What were you thinking?
Never.
2024?
We had someone in this week who had a little pear on his ankle, and I thought that was classy.
Yeah. You can text us on the Automasters text line 0488 52 107. I'm just saying, anytime you can text us.
You don't have to do that.
If you're a Crows fan, text us.
No. Text coming through. Yeah. Here's one. It's nice to know the Power has assumed its spot as the second best team in SA. Go, you mighty Crows. Wow, that one's come through for you, Beck. What about this one? What's got 100 legs and four teeth? Beck?
I don't know.
The Port Adelaide Cheer Squad.
Oh, that's offensive.
What I liked is that how supportive you were of the Power ahead of the game, including Travis Boak.
I don't think I need to remind you of your shocking, embarrassing record in showdowns. Not you personally, sorry. Last year, we lost both of them and it was embarrassing. So please.
I'm not saying it's your fault, but. You know, come on.
Boakie is not going to want to show his face in here next week.
John from Glenelg. G'day, Johnny boy. How's the air feel and will you breathe it in today?
The air is sweet today, guys. I tell you what, holy moly.
Yeah,
the apricot slice last night tasted so sweet.
Mate, what about Beck? Like, obviously came out with a big game, talking a big game last night.
Oh, I did.
Oh, tell you what, I sat down. Every time there was a goal, I took another bite of that slice and I was like, you know what? I'm going to bake a round of apricot slice every time there is a goal. I'm going to be cooking for months, guys. Months!
Were you sipping on your shardy as well, Johnny boy?
Oh, yes, I was.
Good on you, John. Thank
you,
mate.
I deserve that.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Beck, I'd love to bring this story to you. It's from North Carolina in the US of A, and there was a bit going on in a house. Take a listen.
For one North Carolina three-year-old, her closet was a constant source of terror.
She started to say that she heard monsters in her wall.
But when they found some honeybees in the attic of their 100-year-old farmhouse, a thermal camera revealing that monster is kind of real.
50,000 bees. 50,000 yep. bees were found in the wall of their house.
Yeah, Ashley was that upset because her daughter was just sitting there every night going, "Mum, there's monsters in the house." And she's going, "Shush, go to sleep, no problem." She could obviously hear this. When they discovered that, that would be absolutely frightening. I was looking at some of the pictures of what was there, and they pulled the wall back, right, pulled all the plaster off, and we are just talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of bees all over the place. It was absolutely frightening.
And how's this? When the beekeeper took a hammer to the wall,
yep.
honey started oozing down, and it said it looked like blood because it was really dark running down the daughter's pink walls. Delicious. That would help the daughter with the nightmares.
What's that movie that everyone's Stranger Things?
Yeah.
You know Stranger Things where they had all these things coming out of the wall?
Yes.
This is it.
It's real life Stranger Things.
This reminds me, I've got a monster in my house. There's about 20 of them, and they're possums, and they're still stuck in the bloody
roof. Problem.
Every night when I'm in bed, I can hear them upstairs. I've put traps up, and I obviously release them within whatever the distance is you're meant to, that I can't remember off the top of my head. And I make sure that all of them are 100% safe. But I've been catching those little buggers.
For 12 months now.
Removing them. And they are still there. And I get what it's like when you discover crap in your house that you do not want in there, Beck.
Can you smell them?
Well, I didn't really bother sniffing them. Why is that?
I don't know. When they die up there.
Whatever floats you. Oh, they're not dead.
No,
I would never kill them. That would be a horrible thing to do.
Die of natural causes.
And whatever floats your boat, but I'm not really into sniffing possums.
Not a possum
no, I'm not a possum
sniffer. The Automasters text line, you can get into us anytime, 0488 52 107.
Yeah, what have you found in your house, in the floorboards, in the walls, in the roof?
Yeah, we got a great one from James. He got a new kitten that got behind the drywall, and when they removed the drywall, the kitten was standing on boxes full of silver and gold coins.
Yes.
$5,000's worth.
Oh, that's a good find.
Yes,
well
done.
I wonder if anyone's found any bones in there.
Oh.
What about Sammy said that they found the head of a doll hidden in the walls.
Oh, that's creepy.
Just the head.
That's super
creepy.
That is
creepy, isn't it? I'd love to know. Let us know. Yeah. 131060, or of course you can get us on that Automasters text line, 0488 52 107. What did you find in your house?
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Mother's Day is what? Not, no, it's not this Sunday, the one after, isn't it?
Sunday, the 12th.
Right, so we are 9 days away from Mother's Day. You got a little gift in mind for your mum?
I've already got it for her, but it's a real... Oh, she'll know she listens to the show. It's a cliche. It's a real typical Mother's
really?
Day.
Really? Oh, yeah. What are we talking? Give me a bit of a clue.
Slippers.
Oh, slippers?
What?
I said quietly, Mum's.
What?
God.
They're really cool, like... they're cool Uggs, but they're essentially slippers.
Uggs are good. Uggs are good. No.
Yes.
I thought you meant like those old school, like...
No, the Lua ones.
No, Uggs are very, very good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, look, mums are wonderful, right?
Mm.
But, of course, for many people, they do keep secrets from their mum, and mum becomes the word, clearly.
Mum's the word.
Have you ever kept any secrets from mum?
Deep, dark secret of mine came out in my 21st speeches, and my mum was mortified. So, basically, I had a curfew when I was about 17, 18 of 2 a.m.,
yep.
So I would always meet my curfew. I'd come in the front door. I'd go down to mum and dad's bedroom and I'd knock on the door as requested and say, "Mum, I'm home. Yeah. I'm safe."
Mm.
And then I'd walk straight back out the back door and go back out again.
Brilliant.
Did you used to have the pillow under the covers and all that sort of thing?
She trusted me, so she never checked.
And you just betrayed that trust
for years. And honestly, mum's face at my 21st was really hurt that I could be so dishonest.
And the only way you can repair that lack of trust now is to buy a pair of slippers. Wow. I used to, with my mum, to try and manage her stress levels, I used to just work on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, okay.
So I just, that was it. I just tell her what she needed to know, and essentially I just never told her anything about what I was doing.
Not who you were dating or who she was waking up at the breakfast table with or...
Never brought him home. What do you think, I'm stupid? Imagine the question.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi.
I don't know. Saw her last night.
What's your name again?
But many, many people keep secrets from their mum. Right. 131060, give us a buzz. What did you hide from your mum for many, many, many years? Or you sent us a text, 0488 52 107. Did you betray the trust like Rebecca did for many, many years?
Sorry, mum. Love you. 131060.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Hi, everybody.
I am your mother. You listen to me.
We are getting some cracking stories here. Mother's Day, what, 9 days away. And we're talking about the secrets that you kept from your mum, Beck.
I do have some friends who tell their mum everything. And I just think, I don't know, that mother, I don't want to know everything about my daughters. Not like everything. I don't need to know that. I think you have to keep a little bit of a veil of secrecy.
Do they feel safe confiding in you, do you think?
You'd have to ask them that. I would probably guess no. Because I can be a bit judgy, McJudge.
They are keeping secrets from you. 100%.
Absolutely.
100%.
That would be good advice, perhaps. Girls, talk to Dad.
Yeah.
Big Jimbo's there to help you out. Right, we are talking about the secrets that you kept for your mum. Sarah, good morning. What didn't your mum know?
Hey, guys. So when I was 18, mum and dad had a shack, and I ended up inviting some friends and having a wild party down there. It's got a bit out of control. the only thing was that I got busted because the local video shop lady dobbed me into my parents the next time they were down there.
That's how you know it's an old story, the fact there was a video shop. What happened? What'd your mum do?
Well, she didn't know. Even at the age of 28, I still wasn't allowed to go to the shack and invite friends with me or whatnot. She got whole grudges.
Oh, she sounds like a woman after my own heart. Thank you, Sarah. Kerry in Hillier, what's the secret you're keeping from your mum?
Yeah, well, it was school holidays. I was 14 and I had a friend over and we found some, let's say, adult beverages.
Okay.
And decided to take a nip out of each one and became very, very unwell. And mum and dad came home from work and mum was all concerned and said, you know, what's going on? And I told her I'd eaten some off twisties.
Out of the ears by day, Kerry, good thinking.
Yeah, they were. And my 12-year-old sister was in the background saying, oh, my God, mum, she didn't eat manky twisties, she's paro.
Kerry, can I just ask, how old did you say you were?
I'm 54.
No, not now. How old were you back? I would never dare
14.
Ask a woman her age. How old do you reckon
14.
You were? 14. And your mum's got no idea. Never knew.
No.
How old's mum now?
74.
Oh. Right, so you've essentially kept this for 40 years.
Yeah.
Right. Did you ever think about confessing?
It's never really come up, but I probably would.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why do you think your mum would still judge you for that behaviour because you're only 14?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right.
Probably not, because I was the good child.
Yeah, all right. Well, leave that with us, Kerry. We might have to.
Hey, tell you
Kerry,
what,
let's just have a chat about this, right? Kerry, would you be happy to call your mum and confess? 40 years
absolutely.
On?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah.
We need to get this off you. Okay, leave that with us, okay?
Yeah.
I will.
I think, Kerry, I think it would be very, very good for you to get this off your chest. And I'd love to know whether your mum still remembers the manky twisties.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
So we're talking Mother's Day this morning. 131060 is our number.
Right, mums, look, they're wonderful. They're great support. They make sure, Beck, that you are going along the right path in life almost of the time.
They absolutely do.
And some mothers we protect by not telling them everything they need to know, but then there are other people that have these amazing relationships with their mum where they go, you know what, you're my best friend, I'm going to tell you everything.
Yeah, so I mean, love my mum to death, but I told her most things, but not everything, not the nitty gritty, and my girls don't really tell me everything either. T from Hackham, what's it like in your place?
I have a great relationship with my mum. I actually tell her absolutely everything and always have since I was a little girl.
Like, how much of everything?
Well, I told her about 2 days after I lost my B card.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting
down. Are you a mum now?
I am a mum. I have two wonderful children, but my daughter is 16.
Yeah.
And I have the exact same relationship with my daughter, and she tells me absolutely everything.
Right. And would you have no problem if she told you absolutely everything?
No problem at all whatsoever. I'd rather her come to me and tell me what's on her mind so I can give her the right advice.
I love that. Yeah. How good's that? What great trust.
Yeah. I do say to my girls, though, I'm your mum first and your friend second, T, because I like to keep a little bit of a line. Or are you more of a friend?
No, no, I'm still mum first, but we've got a safe word. So when she has something really important to tell me that mum needs to shut up and listen, she just says her safe word, which is pineapples.
You're right.
And then I have to just be a set of ears and listen and give good advice rather than getting angry.
Well, T, it sounds like your mum taught you wonderfully well and you have just followed the path as well with your daughter, which is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, good
what
on
a fantastic
you,
relationship
T.
that they all have there.
I love T's calls. Yeah. Okay, Kelly in Tanunda. You, however, have kept a secret from your mum, unlike T's daughter. And what was it?
Hey, guys. I was about 25 and I got my grandma over to babysit my son so I could go to an appointment.
Yep.
Got in the car, hit reverse a little too hard, and I completely took out her back door and crashed her 3-week-old car.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. So your mum has no idea?
The whole family, my nan lied to cover my butt. She told everyone that she went to the supermarket, came out, and her car was crashed.
Oh, what a great nana.
She was beautiful, but no one knows to this day except me.
Your mum still doesn't know?
No.
Do you think you should come clean?
Maybe. I haven't, yeah.
What?
Not sure.
Kelly, imagine how good you would feel if you came clean. And what about your nan? What a superstar. What about if you did tell your mum? Do you reckon you'd feel better?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe we need to organise something
here. All right, I'm sending another phone that needs to be made to a mum, Kel.
Yeah, I reckon, Kel, I think that this might be something that's very cathartic for you. Can you just stay on the line and have a chat to producer Rachel?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, there you go. We're going to have a fun week next week.
We love secrets.
This is like mum confessional.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come and chat to Father Soderstrom. Yeah. We're not in church.
All right, Autobus, the text line. Keep them coming through. The secrets from your mum, 0488 52 107. It's a bit secrets of the suburbs or secrets of the mumburbs.
No, not that either.
Sorry, I just channeled you then, Beck. Sorry, that's my fault.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun. That's it for SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Now it's time to get busy for mum. Spoil your mum for this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse, where you'll find big brand fragrances at the lowest prices.
SAFM.